Phoenix Audio presents
Poodle Springs, a novel by Raymond Chandler and Robert B. Parker. Linda stopped the Fleetwood convertible in front of the house. She leaned back and looked at me. I rented the house for the season. It's a bit on the she-she side, but so is Poodle Springs. There are only two bedrooms, but the master has a Hollywood bed as big as a tennis court. If we don't get on together, we can be distant. Darling, you can be a bastard. I'm paying $1,200 a month for this dive. I want you to like it. I love it. $1,200 a month is more than I make being a detective. It'll be the first time I've been kept. Damn you, Marlowe. It's not my fault that I'm rich. And if I have the money, I'm going to spend it. And if you're around, some of it is bound to rub off on you. You'll just have to put up with that. Yes, darling. I kissed her. I'll get a pet monkey, and after a while you won't be able to tell us apart. You can't have a monkey in Poodle Springs. You have to have a poodle. She backed the Fleetwood into the driveway. Augustino will put the car away. Oh, yeah, the butler, cook, and comforter of sad hearts. Nice kid, I like him, I said, and went around the car to help her out. She fell into my arms. She smelled divine. I kissed her again. A man turning off a sprinkler in front of the next house grinned and waved. I went on kissing her. We'd been married just 3 weeks and 4 days. It was a very handsome house, except that it stank decorator. It contained plenty of furniture, also the finest inlaid desk I had ever seen. The hi-fi system had speakers in every room. Augustino had turned it on softly. He appeared in the door, smiling and bowing.